Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Pick and Pop podcast. As always, I'm your host, Luke Sicari, and joining me on the line from thepickandroll.com.au, Damian Arsanis. Damo, how are you?
Oh, very good, mate. And it's been an interesting week of basketball and a massive one for women's basketball in Australia.
Massive is an understatement. This is groundbreaking. And it came out of the blue, but it all started on Tuesday, I believe it was. It was released. Fox Sports and Basketball Australia enter a new partnership to broadcast the WNBL for three seasons. There's a whole heap to come out of this. It will be one live game a week and then finals. It's a revamped 12-week season for the WNBL. It's going to run from October to January. They still want to fit the same amount of games in there, so we'll probably see a lot of midweek games. Teams will be playing maybe two to three games a week. So there's a lot to come out of this, but just on the surface, the fact that it's going to be back on TV with a brand, with the legacy and prestige of Fox Sports, it's a massive deal, and it's really, really positive.
Oh, look, it's a great move forward, and it's long overdue. We haven't had the WNBL on TV for a while. Last time it was the ABC. I think the biggest difference is, though, it's not on free-to-air, and I guess that's the only limitation of it being on pay TV. Nonetheless, we obviously have online technology these days. We've seen what the NBL's done with streaming through an app as well, or streaming online, and I think that's something else that WNBL may be exploring with Fox Sports as well, and or another partner, so that'll be something else to come out of it. But the three-year deal is massive alone. It's not a one-season deal. It's 3 years. And to me, I think we're going to hear more out of that too. There might have been some other things thrown into that deal with BA. So let's not speculate. Let's see what comes out of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. There probably will be more out of it. But to me, it's also a massive credit to Basketball Australia, to WNBL, to Fox Sports, Patrick Delaney, Sally Phillips, or everyone who got this deal together. It's just a massive credit to them, because there obviously would have been a whole heap of barriers and financial constraints to get this done. I mean, there's no doubt in that, but the fact that it did get done and the magnitude of it's really, really big, and it's got me pretty excited for next season and the next 3 years, really, because we know most of the teams tried their luck with the Facebook live streaming and the YouTube live streaming last season. Some went really well. Some of them couldn't quite figure out the perfect strategy to get that working, which made it a struggle. But the fact that we're going to see all this premier women's basketball talent back on TV, not free to air, like you said, which is a limitation, but like you said, there will be other avenues to watch via Fox. It's a massive deal. Go on.
Is, and it's a step in the right direction.
It's a step in the right direction.
It's going to get in front of more people, and it's an opportunity to showcase the amount of talent we have in this country. And what about some of the talent that Melbourne Boomers have been accumulating this offseason as well? First, it was Jenner O'Hay.
Yeah, and then
An Opal coming back from the WNBA in Europe, a super talent. And now one of the biggest talents we've currently got, Liz Cambage, is now being signed to the Melbourne Boomers as well. What a boon that is for the WNBL, and great signing just to further cement the WNBL at the forefront of people's minds immediately after announcing their TV deal.
It's absolutely massive. I mean, it was announced 2 days after the TV deal, so it really is a bumper week for women's basketball. And what we've been saying the last couple of years with the WNBL, we've been saying the biggest issue, or one of the biggest issues, is they don't have a poster girl. They don't have someone who they can put on marketing posters that the general public can relate to. Liz, being a former Olympian, I mean, she tore apart the 2016 Rio Games, former WNBA All-Star and rookie team back in 2011 with Tulsa. She is someone that that people know. You know, the public domain, the not as informed basketball public, if you will, they know who she is. Opened the Herald Sun this morning, there was a big colour picture of her holding up the Melbourne Boomers jersey, which is just absolutely massive, getting that national media attention. And it puts the Boomers in a pretty interesting spot. Of course, you said they've signed Jenner O'Hay as well. They only had 5 wins last year. Maddie Garrick, Beck Cole, Beck Ott, Brittany Smart, they've all recommitted for this season. Monique Conti, the Rookie of the Year, has as well. But of course, she's going to probably be a topic in the AFL Women's Draft. So she's in a bit of limbo with what sport she's actually going to be playing next year. It'd be very tough to do both, but we've seen other athletes do it. But with Liz coming back, it really is massive because, to me, the benefits off the court are going to be just as big as the on-court benefits for the Melbourne Boomers and for the league in general.
Oh, look, 100%. And Liz Cambage, as you said, is a name that people know.
Yeah.
She's also someone that can polarise as well, which for a league and a sport isn't necessarily a bad thing because it brings promotion to the sport and the game. And that's exactly what it needs at the moment. And we've seen it's been a great year for women's sport in general overall.
It really has.
Really good signing. And I'm hearing that the Boomers haven't finished with the big signings. I'm hearing that Luella Tomlinson will be the next one announced.
Very cool. Keep an eye out for that. Something we do need to mention with Liz just quickly, it's worth mentioning she, by the time the season begins, it would have been over 12 months since she has played basketball. She's not playing Siebel.
15 months.
There you go. Not playing Siebel, not playing Big V or anything like that. So maybe keep an eye on that. But there's no doubt it's another positive step for a league that needed this to happen so, so badly. And now moving on. Now, this is big news. The NBA playoffs.
NBA.
It's almost taken the nation by storm, you know. So many people are invested into these Aussies. We'll start with some... we're going to start with the good news today. That was Patty Mills of Spurs. Clinched game 6. They move on to the second round to play the Houston Rockets. Patty only had 10 points in a decider today, but go back to his epic game 5, 20 points, 7 of 10 from the field, 5 for 7 from downtown. He was absolutely awesome in that game 5.
He got him the win in that game. And look, today, don't underplay his 10 points.
No, I'm not underplaying. But
he shot 4 of 6 from the field, 2 of 3 from downtown. He did everything that was asked of him.
He's doing his role.
When he was on the court, exactly. And the Grizzlies were a bit of a speed hump for the Spurs this time around.
As they always are to me,
Yeah, so they did really well to get past. But Patty Mills, it's great to see him firing again in that particular last game where he had 20 points. He was just amazing. Four quarter points we're talking about here.
Yeah,
and
big shots.
Really capturing the imagination of the greater public here in Australia as well, which is great to see. And, of course, a guy, you know, literally the day or two before him doing the same was Joe Ingles.
Yeah. Talk about big shots. Two massive triples in the final, in the closing moments against the Clippers. 11 assists, 6 rebounds, 8 points. That game 4 was awesome. Game 5, he followed it up because on the look at his stat line in game 5. It doesn't jump off the page, but he was defending Chris Paul in key moments down the stretch. Again, doing his job. He was doing his job. Dally and Fawn Maker have done it as well. The Bucks got eliminated today in a really entertaining match. They nearly got past the Raptors in game 6. They were down by 20.
From behind
25 points. 25 points. It was absolutely incredible comeback. Couldn't get over the line.
Dally was part of it. He was sticking. Yep. He was right in the thick of it, and he was outstanding. As was Thon Maker. Thon Maker, 4 block shots to halftime. 5 for the game
in 13 minutes.
13 minutes.
Again,
the amount of length on that Bucks team. They're going to come back bigger and better for that experience.
Absolutely.
They're going to be a team nobody wants to play in the NBA playoffs next year.
Absolutely. And we've spoken about it before. I mean, I still love the Fawn Maker story. I mean, coming into the season, I said it'll be a good season for him if he can get a few minutes in blowouts. And I thought he was going to spend a lot of time in the D League. Not because he isn't a bad player. I just thought he was more of a long-term developmental project. And he's doing these massive things in the playoffs. I mean, for the series, 5.8 points, 3.2 rebounds, 1.8 blocks. If you said that at the start of the year, you'd almost be kidding because that's absolutely awesome. Now, quickly moving on, Damo, before we finish, sorry. The Europeans, the Aussies in Europe and beyond Europe in some circumstances, they've had a big week as well.
Yeah, look, we do need to cover these guys off because they're hitting their finals right now. And the one that's in the grand final series right now is Dan Trist. He's playing in the Danish league for Horsens. And they're locked 1-1 with Bakken. And he's been phenomenal in the whole playoffs. He's pretty much played he's been in the rotation playing a bench role predominantly as a sixth man. But in the finals, he's been phenomenal. In the game one win, he had 22 points on 9 of 13 shooting. And he was just phenomenal. And he backed it up in a game two loss, unfortunately. But he had 14 points, 4 rebounds and 3 assists. So he's someone to keep an eye out. A big forward, 6'8". And someone that's really effective in the post. Then you got another big, strong guy, Venki Joyce. He's been phenomenal as well for Tartu Rock in the Estonian League finals. They've moved into the semi-finals after sweeping Tallinn and Kalev 3-0. He had 10 points and 8 rebounds in the clincher, but in the previous game, he had 18 points and 11 rebound double-double. So he's in outstanding form. And then you move across to Greece, and we've got some of the NBL guys. Nathan Sobey's PAOK Thessaloniki advanced to the Greek A1 quarterfinals. They beat Lavrio 2-0. He had 15 points in game one, 13 points in game two. So the NBL guys doing well there. And then Brad Newley's team's already qualified for the quarterfinals. His team's going to be taking on Rifnaka.
You're doing a lot better than I would be, Tamer. I can tell you that, mate.
BC. And then, as you said, just across a little bit to Iran. We spoke about these guys last week. AJ Ogilvy and Daniel Johnson are ripping the Iranian Super League apart. So Daniel Johnson's team, Petrochemi, is arguably the best team in that country and has been the best for a while. He's averaging 23.75 points a game across and almost 5 rebounds a game, shooting 52% from the field. Now, listen to this, NBL fans, shooting 57.1% from downtown.
That'll get him excited.
He's been shooting phenomenally. And that's 4 games, all wins. Now, for those that follow the NBA, the PER, his PER is 33.63.
Wow.
It's huge.
That is massive.
It is massive. And then just quickly, AJ Ogilvy.
Yep.
He's suiting up for Azad, and he's posting 16 points and 10 rebounds a game. So he's averaging a double-double in his 4 games.
That's huge.
He's also shooting 52% from the field. So these guys, these NBL guys, are ripping Iran apart. And to give you an idea of Dan Johnson, he's second in scoring behind Daquan Cook.
Yeah, an ex-NBA guy, ex-NBA guy.
7-year NBA vet with Miami, OKC, Chicago and Houston.
Yep.
This is the kind of talent they're running with, and they're right at the top.
It's going to get a lot of NBL fans excited, like you said. Now, before we wrap up, I just want to quickly mention one of the final state leagues actually getting underway very shortly.
Yeah, we've got to mention them. The QBL, the Queensland Basketball League, tips off tonight, actually.
Yep.
And then tomorrow,
which is Friday night, which is when we're recording.
Night.
Yep,
that's right. And then on Saturday night, for those that want to try and catch a bit of the action online, the QBL are actually live streaming the Brisbane Spartans and Gold Coast Rollers men and women, thanks to Live Sport Australia. So that's from 6 p.m. So you can check the Pick and Roll website for our full preview of the QBL and the live streaming.
Beautiful. Make sure you keep an eye on that one. And pickandroll.com.au or throughout the week for all your Australian basketball news across all fronts. Damo, once again, thank you for your time, and we'll catch you next time on the Pick and Pop podcast.
Always, Luke. Thanks for your time too, mate. Have a good week.